T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So what was it, like 2 years ago? The Salvation Army was acceptable. Could be seen in public without horror. The LGBTQ activists are attempting to destroy the Salvation Army. Folks, that's the big story here. The focus on Chick-fil-A is all good and well. But there's a battle going on here. I'd love to know what you think about this. They are surrounding the Salvation Army in an attempt to force it to do one thing: reverse its stated beliefs about gay marriage. Now, the Salvation Army is on record. They say 4 out of 10 of the impoverished people they serve is gay. That sounds a little high. But that nobody is turned away for their sexual orientation. And they should not be. It's biblical. They should be treated just like everybody else. Where they ran afoul of the left was in San Francisco. They used to provide a lot of the homeless services there. Like, they would do contracts. They do this all over the country. They bring the Salvation Army in. And in San Fran, the city council had passed a thing that said that you had to pay same-sex benefits out to, you know, other folks. And the Salvation Army said, we can't do that. That's against our biblical, you know, premises. We love all people. We support gay people. We're totally fine with them. But we cannot support gay marriage. It's the same it's the same thing as bake the cake or else. So they pulled out. So ever since then, they have been a target. And this is why they attempted to destroy Ellie Goulding, the singer, who made the mistake of serving a meal to the homeless at a Salvation Army shelter, which apparently is a no-no. Screw the homeless. You've got to affirm your LGBT bona fides and whatever talking points the left wants you to use today. Changes from week to week. Or the homeless can go starve under a bridge for all anybody cares. At least on the left, anyway. So Ellie Goulding, remember, was going to perform at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving show, halftime, the traditional public kickoff of the Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. So they was going to be Goulding singing at the halftime show, NFL, Thanksgiving Day, game, whatever, and the Salvation Army. Well, she said she could not be seen by with the Salvation Army unless they made a donation to large one to LGBT groups. In other words, reverse their religious principles or else. So this is a bid by the cancel culture to set the precedent that you will be canceled if you do not affirm leftist talking points. In this case, on LGBT stuff, but they don't intend to stop there. They're just using gay people and transgender people. It's not about them. Trust me, the left doesn't care about them any more than they care about anybody else. They certainly don't care about poor kids. By the way, you know the Association of Christian Athletes? Do you know what they do? They had to disavow them, too. Chick-fil-A did. They serve inner city, mostly inner city, largely minority kids. Do you know how kids who compete in sports, who come from middle-class homes and above, they go to sports camps? Well, that's what they provide. They help even it up so that if you have sports talent, you're not left behind because your parents are poor. Well, they got to go pound sand. It's all about the affirmation. I mean, when you look at what Chick-fil-A abandoned in terms of their giving because of the pressure of the left, this is sad. And you know what? They tell the right all day long, you don't care about poor kids. Well, what are we seeing here? The left doesn't care about poor kids. It's not about poor kids. It's about power. So anyway, Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because both organizations have in the past taken what CNN calls controversial stance on homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Now, to give a fig leaf here, Chick-fil-A said, well, you know, we'll make year-to-year donation decisions and we want to focus on local organizations and blah, 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 blah. I don't buy it. I don't believe them. This was just a cover to dropkick the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Love to know what you think about this. Because they're tired of it. They're tired of being harangued. Everybody knows they want to take the company public. They want the largest, you know, they want the most amount of money they can get for that. What's your reaction to this? See, here's the thing. Text writes, Chick-fil-A is boycotted by the left anyway. Why are they pandering to people who hate them and enraging their longtime supporters? I won't eat there again. Yeah. No. And you're right. This is not going to end. The left has decided, as an example, to destroy the Salvation Army, and to hell with all the kids who get their Christmas presents from there and nowhere else. To hell with all the kids who won't have a Christmas. They don't care. You're going to watch this. This is what's going to happen. All these corporations that donate to Salvation Army, they're just going to fall by the wayside. It ain't even about the Salvation Army. It's not even about gay rights. It's not about any of that. It's about setting the precedent that if you don't publicly affirm the left's talking points, whatever the heck they are this week, it'll start with gay stuff and then it'll move from there. It'll be other things that aren't even have anything to do with LGBTQ. Then you will be destroyed. You will be canceled. What they're going to do with this is use it as a precedent. And then they're going to move it to people. Oh, you want to play in the NFL? Well, you don't have a record of donating to LGBT radical left organizations. Are you a homophobe? Are you homophobic? No, well, you didn't affirm. This is what they want. These are baby steps to getting to this. You, in order to participate publicly, you must affirm. Look, they're already doing it to Chris Pratt. They've been after him for years. He goes to Hillsong Church. That's actually a knockoff of the Hillsong Church. And all they do is teach biblically, you know, they follow the Bible as it's written. Can't do that. We'll destroy you. But they want to get to that point. You have to have a record of leftist support in order to appear in public, or you will be destroyed. And so will the team you play for. So will the cooking show you have. So whatever. And they want to move this to people who are not political. They just want to be in public doing their thing. They just have a talent. They want to destroy them. You're either going to be an instrument of the left to further what they want, or they're going to destroy you. Texter writes, Tara, the story reminds me of Revelations. It's akin to the New World Order, forcing people to deny God and Christ. That is exactly what is going on here. But it's bigger than that. This is exactly what happened in the Chinese Communist Revolution. You were forced to affirm the party over the state. Nationalism was wiped away in favor of affirmation of the party, and everything had to be erased. Churches, gone. Religion, gone. Nationalism, gone. Any part of the culture, any part, even Santa Claus. I mean, they didn't have Santa Claus, but this is why they want to wipe out Santa and Christmas trees. Those are pagan symbols, not Christian symbols. But they're cultural symbols of America. It's got to be wiped away. They want complete and total loyalty, centrality. They want the replacement of God and anything else you like in your life, including American culture. They want to replace it with the party. It's the communist Marxist model. I mean, it's been done so many times in history. It's so sad to me that we can't see it happening. But that's what this is. Texter writes, next Chick-fil-A will open on Sundays. They put up a white flag, very disappointed. Truett Cathy would be so sad. Honest to God, they might as well be open on Sundays. If you're going to drop kick the Salvation Army as too radical, because that's what they did, then why would you close on Sunday? And as a texter pointed out earlier, it was a great text. If the Salvation Army is now too radical for Chick-fil-A, what does it say about you? Are you too radical for Chick-fil-A? Salvation Army's pretty mainstream.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.